here's a story from The World.
Lawmakers in the UK are dealing with a question that is vexing them, one that may surprise you. Do lobsters feel pain? The British Parliament is considering whether invertebrates like lobsters and crabs should be classified as sentient beings. If lobsters are added to Britain's new animal welfare sentience laws, it would mean boiling lobsters alive could be banned. From London, The World's Europe correspondent Orla Barry reports.
Nigel Bloxham runs the Crab House Cafe at the famous Chesil Beach in southwest England, where they only sell fish that's locally caught.
We sell crabs and lobsters and other shellfish such as mussels, oysters, clams. We sell any fish that swims past us, either in the lagoon or in the channel.
Bloxham has been cooking up all kinds of seafood for years. When he started out, he says, he always boiled lobsters alive.
Yeah, it was the way the books told us to do it. You know, it was the way we were shown to do it back along, you know.
And that's how he cooked crabs too.
If you put a crab into boiling water, it will shoot all its legs. It's trying to escape, you know, it will throw its legs off its body.
It's descriptions like these that are upsetting some British lawmakers. They're currently deciding on the terms of the UK's new Animal Welfare Sentience Bill. But what does sentient actually mean?
In general terms, what it means is that a creature is capable of experiencing pain and pleasure.
Maisie Tomlinson lobbies for the humane treatment of crustaceans with a group called Crustacean Compassion.
You know, you wouldn't expect to be able to buy a live rabbit from a butcher's and then store it in your fridge for several days and then kill it by boiling it alive. There would be an absolute outcry. So really, we're talking about relatively small tweaks, particularly at the fishing end of things.
Tomlinson is thrilled at the way the debate is going in the UK. Because of Brexit, Britain is no longer subject to the European Union's animal welfare standards and is now drawing up its own laws. The Animal Welfare Sentience Bill is making its way through Parliament and it's fired up lawmakers like Baroness Janet Fuchs.
I have been shocked by some of the treatment of animals such as lobsters, crabs, squid and so on, by the way they have been stored and very often killed. There was one horrible example of a supermarket tightly wrapping a crab, a live crab, in one-use plastic, a double abomination as far as I'm concerned.
Fellow peers also cited the Oscar-winning film My Octopus Teacher as proof that even mollusks have feelings. The documentary follows the unusual relationship between filmmaker Craig Foster and an octopus.
You can compare her intelligence to a cat or a dog or even to one of the lower primates. A mollusk shouldn't be this intelligent.
There are scientific studies that suggest lobsters do feel pain, but not all scientists are so sure. Robert Stenick has been studying lobsters in the waters off the coast of Maine for almost 30 years.
I don't know exactly how one differentiates between reacting to a stimulus and what we think of as pain. You know, my sense has always been that for organisms with higher cognitive capacity, you feel pain so that you can learn and remember and avoid it in the future. Lobster's ability to learn is modest, but it's not zero. And so I really don't know.
Stenick is professor of marine sciences at the University of Maine. He says he often wonders why other shellfish are barely mentioned in these debates.
A lot of people don't think anything of boiling clams or eating oysters, even eating oysters raw, because they share so few characters that are identifiable to humans. Whereas something that has eyes and it has claws that some people might think of as hands, something that actually reacts by flipping their tail when they're in hot water, that's interpreted by humans as a painful end-of-life experience.
Some British lawmakers are inclined to agree. Lord Daniel Moylan says he worries that including invertebrates in the sentience bill is just going too far.
The clause that strikes me as most extravagant is the one that gives the Secretary of State the unfettered power to declare, should he wish, that an earthworm is a sentient being. My lords, this is a power greater than that given by God to Adam in the Garden of Eden.
British anglers too say they're concerned about what the new law might mean for them and how it might infringe on their way of life. Crab House Cafe owner Nigel Bloxham says he hasn't made up his mind about the bill just yet.
I don't know. I think I'm in favour of it. I mean, yes, I can see that if we're killing for food, we ought to think about doing it humanely anyway. You know, as humane as we can.
These days, Bloxham uses a device called a cluster stun to kill the lobsters. It zaps them with an electric current. He says that knocks them out in under a second. But there's a catch. The cluster stun retails at more than $3,000. The animal welfare bill still has a long way to go and is likely to go through many amendments before it's ever made into law. So it may be some time yet before British seafood chefs are forced to change their ways. For The World, I'm Orla Barry in London.